Hello there, this is Mike Breed with the Warren Group bringing you our Massachusetts home sales data report for March 2021. Last month, there were 3,849 single-family homes sold across the Commonwealth, a 2.5% increase from March 2020. Meanwhile, the median sale price increased 14.4% on a year-over-year basis to $460,000, an all-time high for the month of March. Looking at the condo market, there were 2,260 condo sales in March, a 33% spike from March 2020, while the median sale price hit $440,500, a 2.7% increase from a year earlier. Joining us now to share some insights on the Massachusetts real estate market is the Warren Group CEO, Tim Warren. Thanks for joining us, Tim.
Hey, Mike. It's good to be back with you. You know, it feels like spring outdoors. Everything's in bloom. Vaccinations are rolling along. The Red Sox are in first place. I'm starting to feel hopeful, maybe even happy.
So March single-family home sales marked the smallest year-over-year increase we've seen in 6 months. Could the market be finally leveling out, or is this just that supply really can't keep up with demand?
Sales of single-family homes were up 2.5% in March, well below the double-digit gains we saw in the six previous months. So I'll give you a few ready-made excuses for this relative slowdown. You can take your pick. Maybe the way that sales have been booming for 6 months has taken all the desirable homes off the market. In their last report, Massachusetts Association of Realtors reported inventory down 68% compared with just 1 year ago. There is not much to look at, so sales volume is increasing, but just barely. The second reason is that homes that closed in March were probably shopped and the agreements were probably negotiated in January or February. Now, you'll remember that infections from the COVID virus were surging early in the year, and perhaps people stayed home. And the final reason I'll offer for the slowing down of sales numbers is that perhaps affordability is an issue. With the median price gaining at a double-digit rate for 8 straight months, maybe the housing market is reaching its limits in terms of pricing. We have begun to see more activity and faster rates of price growth in the more affordable communities. Nevertheless, the median price did climb 14% in March and reach $460,000. A new record for the month of March.
So activity in the condo market was a real bright spot for Massachusetts housing last month. In fact, this was the most condo sales we've seen in the month of March since 2007. Now, what could really be fueling this demand?
Condo sales took off last month, gaining 33% over the volume we saw in March of 2020. The median price inched up, but it's still tracking well behind the gains that we see in median price for single-family homes. My guess is that condos are gaining in popularity because there are more of them available for sale, and their prices have not risen as fast as we see with single-family homes. With vaccinations rolling along at a good clip and the prospects of city restaurants and entertainment venues opening in the coming months, people may be more willing to give city living another try.
Well, thank you, Tim, and thanks to everyone for joining us. This has been your Massachusetts Home Sales Data Report for March 2021. If you'd like more information about products and services from The Warren Group, look us up on social media or visit us at www.thewarrengroup.com.